All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Well, good evening. This is American Vindicta. I'm your host, Doug Thornton. Welcome to episode 31. It is December 29th, 2021. Just a few days shy from 2022 and a brand new perspective of how a whole year can potentially get screwed up by stupid politicians. So with that, we're going to talk about vaccine passports, something I'm sure everybody wants to hear. Why it may be so important, and after I go down the rabbit trail on that for a little bit, we're going to talk about some less than lethal weapons that I think are very good products to have, and we're going to touch a little bit on the tactical preparedness. We haven't done that in a while. So, yesterday, episode 30, I really lost my cool watching the video of the strategic response group from NYPD harassing a small child and his parent, I believe just his mother, and the partygoers that were there with him. He didn't have his vaccine passport. And because of that, he was more or less told, if you don't leave, well, you're going to be fined or you're going to be cited for trespassing, possibly even arrested. And then this same guy, the same officer, had the audacity to turn around and tell everybody else, if you don't leave, or if you don't have your vaccine passport, then right now is your one voluntary chance to exit the restaurant. And if you don't, you'll be arrested and cited for trespassing. Oh my God. New York, what is going on with you? Why? NYPD, I do not apologize for any names that I called you or for how I spoke about you. I am very disgraced by your actions. But why? Why stoop to this level? Why are we doing this, America? Why are we allowing the politicians and the elite who can't prove to you science, they can't prove to you very little about COVID. A lot of this is just operation knee-jerk reaction that I have been a part of in the government for many, many years, where something will come down the pipe from D.C., and D.C. will disseminate all these really stupid ideas to the rest of these regions and these districts where all these, various field offices are, and eventually it finds their way to guys like me. And then I look at my email and go, you got to be effing kidding me. Delete. There are so many arbitrary laws and restrictions that are going to be coming from COVID. And, I mean, come on, guys, let's look at this. Is any of this really about stopping a virus? Is any of it really about making sure that the general public, their well-being and safety is really in mind? Is it really in their best interest? Is sacrificing my freedoms the best interest for the rest of the people? That sounds a little communist to me, but well, let's keep going a little further. What about shutting down cities? Are there documentation out there? Is there documentation out there? Are there operations out there where the government has researched and practiced how to lock down American cities? Yes, there is. Tomorrow, we are going to be talking about a lot of things that I know about. We're going to be talking about a little bit of false flags from our past, And some various other types of operations that are out there. You know, Mountain Guardian, Operation Garden Plot, Rex 84. May throw in a little bit of Operation Mongoose in there. We're going to talk about some stuff. We're going to talk about some really crazy stuff tomorrow. Which, you know, after I get done telling you what I tell you tomorrow, if you still believe everything the government tells you, well, good on you then. But I have some scribblings wrote down. I might as well read this before I find myself animated and lost. Sometimes whenever I do these, because I'm getting very accustomed now to how I do my shows. And, you know, I'm only 31 shows into this, but it feels like I've been doing it for a while now. And I'm trying to really find my flow. But, you know, have you ever been working on something? Like, I like carpentry. So have you ever just been, you know, working on wood? You're cutting wood all day long and you're building frames, or like me, I'm building chicken coops every other freaking week. And you just have that thought in your mind and it's just bothering you. And no matter what, everything that you're doing, you're being distracted. You're cutting the edges wrong, or you're cutting the boards too short. You end up not finding the right size screws, and you start to lose your mind and start to lose your patience. That's how I've been for the past 72 hours, doing my research on COVID, doing my research on what other countries are doing with COVID, and the passports. And, you know, I'll credit this to InfoWars. They have a great article out right now. I don't have it in front of me. Talking about COVID passports, the futures of it. And I'll tell you that we are going to come into a bizarro-type world in 2022 if this continues to happen. More people who are being hospitalized from Omicron in the UK are people who've already been vaccinated twice than people who were not vaccinated at all. And that comes from a government study. Now, that's probably similar to every country out there. And that's if they're not cooking the books. Don't forget 2021. Everyone who died in 2020 and 2021 was related to COVID some way, somehow. If you had been riding your bicycle, okay, here's you. You're living in a beautiful, this-will-never-happen-to-me world. And you're riding your bicycle. And you see some kids on the side of the road. Hey, kids, you wave at them, and you know you stop to go pick your flowers, or you know, eat your ice cream, or whatever it is that people who live in fairy tales end up doing. And as you're riding your bicycle, and it's a great day, and the birds are singing, and the bees are buzzing, and out comes a moose, and this moose hates you and knocks you down and tramples all over you and kills you. As the coroners are investigating your death, someone goes, "Oh, looks like COVID to me." And then everyone else goes, "Damn it, Jerry, you're right. COVID, write it right there, right next to the big hoof print from the moose. COVID. You know what? We'll write it in the hoof print." That'll be interesting. It makes no sense. There was a guy that's not far away from me who was hit head-on his motorcycle by a drunk driver going the wrong way. He unfortunately died while in ICU. Guess what the result was? COVID. Now, we can talk about the government grants and programs that are out there for these hospitals that are losing finances every day. They're all bankrupt. They're all bankrupt, every hospital. And they're getting paid what the, you know, presumptions were, up to $40,000 per bed per person who had COVID and then were put on a ventilator and blah 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 blah. Okay. We ended up getting that vetted out by a hospital in Dallas, talking to some nurses that were there. And I'm not going to name the hospital, I'm not going to name the nurses, I don't want to put anyone's job in jeopardy, but that's what the nurses were telling us. And then the nurses were also telling us that, you know what's funny, is that people will come in, they can come in, Doug, with a gunshot wound. And the first thing we're going to do, if they're not dying right there in front of us, is scan their forehead from 20 feet away with one of the little laser thermometer guns that they are not accurate. I've had to use these before. They are not accurate. And if they have a fever, they have to go wait in their car. We'll take their number, and then we'll call them when we're ready for them. And I said, you got to be kidding me. She said, I made a 9-month pregnant woman who was in labor wait outside because of COVID. America, what are we doing? What are we doing? Why are we doing this? Does it make sense anymore? And I'm sure even 2 stories that I just gave you, I'm sure every single person listening has had 200 COVID stories. I have had plenty of COVID stories, so much that I choose to delete them from my memory. Anyways, here I am. I'm going to climb down from my soapbox for a second. How about this? Papers, please. Let's talk about your vaccine passports. Vaccine passports are the future for the world's citizens. These vaccine passports will store your biodata and immunization records. It will also include criminal records, political associations, and boundaries for where you are allowed to visit, to shop, to travel, entertainment venues, etc. The COVID passports have created a 2-party system for societal means, making one group, the vaccinated, a privileged class, while the unvaccinated will be a lower class citizen. Much like the Japanese class system was, a highly structured government that also had a class system. They lived under rules that governed every aspect of their life according to a person's inherited status. Could it easily be that maybe your inherited status will be your vaccine status? I don't want to say this is the future, because I don't have a crystal ball in front of me. But man, it looks like it. It looks like, based off of almost every other country around the world that we do serious dealings with, they're all agreeing upon the COVID pass. We can't agree upon which soccer team to cheer for. We can't agree upon which music we like, what religion is the best, what food is the best, which place is the best to live. But we can all agree unanimously. The UN, NATO, we can all agree. COVID vaccine passports, that is what should happen. Are there COVID vaccine passports in Yemen, in Libya? What about the Republic of Congo, Mongolia? We know there is in China. What about North Korea, Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria? What about all the places, Mexico? What about all the places where there is true civil conflict? Do they have a vaccine mandate? Do they have a vaccine passport mandate? It seems that some of these countries that I've also list are not really players within the UN and NATO. So, if they're not big enough to be a player, then they're not big enough to be worried about militarily either. Because the COVID vaccine, the COVID vaccine mandates, the passports, the mask, the social distancing, the closing down of society, the tearing down of your nation's economy, all of this put in one big pot and being stirred constantly by the politicians. And all they have to do is interject some fear, a little bit of political dissidence here, rioting, a little bit more fear, and then start saying, well, look at all these people who are anti-vax. They're the ones all dying. And then hide all the data. Hide all the data from CDC or from the WHO. But when you start to talk to normal doctors, family doctors, state doctors, they tell you a different story. They tell you different ways to protect yourself. They tell you different reasons as to why you should not lock down the country or why you should not take the vaccine. We all are all born ignorant, but one must work hard to remain stupid. Benjamin Franklin. Such a great quote. I'm a quote nerd, if you did not know that yet. I will say this. You are living under a box that is under a rock. If you think all the COVID madness has anything to do with protecting you. Everything that we have seen is tearing down the natural order of things within your society. You can't go see grandma this weekend for Christmas. Well, why? Well, because COVID. And then grandma dies 3 days later. And then when grandma dies, well, the funeral home says, sorry, family, 24 people. Well, my grandfather died last year. Not very much of the family was allowed to come. So a select amount of people were allowed to come. That is devastating on a family. A funeral is one of those traumatic moments in life that many will go through, and many may not be able to process it for years, but for the majority, that funeral is a closing on one's life and the sharing of memories with intimate friends and family. Now, you start to deny all that within the society, people are going to start to become a little bit numb. Apathy and empathy are going to start failing within society. And we're going to eventually accept a lower form of freedom. We're going to eventually accept a lower form of economy, a lower form of societal integration. And we're going to start to like our confinement that the government will eventually bring to us. Isn't it interesting? We're starting to look a little more like a penal colony than we are the freest nation on earth. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back.
The time for political correctness is in the rearview mirror. The fact is, the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. It's been abused mightily by those in power. Massive debt, massive inflation have left Americans with few options. Most think they have no choice but to ride it out with their money in the bank. And sadly, they're going to awaken one day and all that money is going to be gone. Do you have an option? The answer is yes. Precious metals. But knowing to go into precious metals is not the same thing as knowing who to go into precious metals with. We have an answer for you. It's called Renaissance Precious Metals. It's owned and operated by the famed Steve Quayle, radio talk show host, world famous, and an expert in precious metals. Been doing the work for 34 years. So whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, whatever your interest is, wherever you want to land in your escape pod, this is it. Renaissance Precious Metals can be reached at 406-586-4842. Call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4842. 586-4842. You can also visit them online at sqmetals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait. The collapse is underway. The time to act is now.
Welcome back, this American Vindicta. I want to read you some disturbing things. Things that I don't think you should agree with. Things that I don't think America or the world as a whole should agree with. So let's start with this. The UK Health Service offers do not resuscitate orders for mentally challenged COVID patients. Who gets to determine who is mentally challenged when you're in a coma? How much protection do you have? Where's your freedoms? Your family's obviously not going to be allowed in the hospital because COVID. All the doctors and all the staff who get to decide your fate, they get to hover around you in the one of the most intimate moments of your life, in the complete hands of another, where they get to tell themselves, well, looks like this one's not going to make it. Not this time. Writes down, do not resuscitate. You know, the Nazis purged their population of people that were mentally handicapped. Just thought I'd point that one out to you. New Zealand. New Zealand. Oh, New Zealand. New Zealand has approved euthanasia for COVID patients. Patients admitted to a hospital with COVID-19 can die by euthanasia if doctors decide they may not survive. Huh. So, once again, let's come back to this question that I keep proposing to you. What is going to be your response whenever the government, the elite, the New World Order, the blue-helmeted UN, whoever it is, decides to come to your home and tell you you're going to the COVID camp against your will? What will your response be? Because the government, these people, they already know what that response is going to be. Most likely, it's going to be violence from the main society of the United States. And I would surmise that if they know that's going to happen and they expect it, what other surprises do they have installed for us? How many people would the government allow to be killed? How many cities would they allow to be destroyed? How many of their own confidential informants and government actors will they then put in place to help encourage terrorism? Not like they haven't done it before. And what happens when the government finally decides enough is enough, we've lost control, time to throw in the Kigali principles and invite our friends from the UN, China being one of them? What is our answer then? Well, I could promise you this, folks. Your answer better damn well look like mine. You better be prepared physically, spiritually, prepared with food, prepared with batteries, prepared with beans and bullets and band-aids, and good working knowledge of how to utilize the land in your hands, should you need to, because you're going to rely upon that. you may get into a place where everything that you have is what you could fit in a backpack in 5 minutes. What happened to those years of prepping? What are you going to do? Carry your entire house on your back? What if it's an EMP situation? And let's just say the scientists are wrong and your car doesn't move and you need to evacuate. Forget this bug out mindset. It's called being evacuated. Getting off of the X. I think we are very vulnerable as a nation, and we are very unprepared as a people, and it's due to hubris. I think we believe so much in the American way. We believe so much in our American principles as a country, as a nation, that we believe that we cannot be toppled, that the stores will be open 24/7, the power will be back on in 72 hours, and everything's going to be okay. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to collect a paycheck. I'm going to get a really crappy retirement. I'm going to try to spend all my money before I die. And then that's it. Well, if that's your mindset, in between all that fantasful stuff is a lot of theatricality, a lot of deception, and a lot of tribulation. I would say America is going through a form of tribulation right now. I think it has really only just begun. I think this government has a lot in store for us come the next year. I think probably more than likely Kamala's going to get booted out. Biden's going to be taken out one way or the other. Hopefully, the man doesn't get assassinated. But I can see them easily doing the 25th Amendment, saying he's mentally incapable of performing his duties as the president, or by some sort of a COVID-related incident. Because it's too easy to spread the blanket of COVID across everything right now and blame it on it. What am I getting at here? What I'm trying to get at is that you need to be very well prepared fiscally. We have a teeter-tottering economy. Just look at Turkey. I don't need to point out Turkey and the lira crashing. COVID makes a amazing opportunity that the politicians, the elitists, these big multi-billion dollar corporations, they are using every policy and every law and every rule and every fear and scare tactic that they can to control you, to make you capitulate, to make you bow down to them, to forget your freedoms, forget your rebellious spirit. Don't question tyranny. Don't look me in the eye when I'm telling you that you're a bad person for not wearing your mask over your nose. It's caused people to fight one another on airplanes wearing a mask. It's caused people to kill one another not being vaccinated or not having a mask on, or not being within or being closer than 6 feet apart. I have experienced it myself. I was in one of the most lovely cities in the nation, Portland, Oregon. I hate this city. I don't hate the city. The city's very pretty. It's a very city of bridges, very beautiful. The whole scenery is great. But man, some of the people there just really suck. Not everybody. I'm going to make that distinction. We had a lot of people who were very supportive of our jobs, but, you know, the majority of the leftists out there, God, you people, you're irritating. But here I am. I'm at a Panda Express. I was trying to take some of my teammates out so we can go get some food. And an elderly gentleman had to have been close to 80 years old. Wanted to physically fight me because I had a mask on but it wasn't over my nose. And I can't remember, but I believe I was in my uniform when all this was happening. And the guy was very arrogant. Like, if he had the authority to tell me to put a mask on. Like, God came down from Jacob's ladder and said, "You, man, you tell everyone, thou shalt pull thy mask above thy nose." If you think you have the sole right to tell people how to dress, what to wear, when not to wear it, where to wear it, how to wear it, you got another thing coming. Because there are plenty of people in this country who are tired of the mask, tired of the lies, tired of the lockdowns, and are ready to get back to a normal state of operations. But the politicians aren't. That's what I'm trying to tell you. America is ready to move on. Omicron is here. No one cares. Nobody cares. Less people are dying from Omicron. Probably still more people are dying from the flu. Oh, by the way, has anyone experienced the flu within 2 years? Or is it all COVID? What about strep throat? Is that COVID? Pneumonia is COVID related? Everything's COVID related. The father of all plagues, COVID. What I'm trying to relate is that we live in a clown world. And if you want to be a part of the circus, go get the peanuts and start learning how to do tricks in front of everybody. If you don't want to be a part of the circus, it is time to get out of the circus tent. Get out of your democratic hellhole cities. Get out of your big suburbs, because they're quickly following in line, especially all you lovely HOA places. Get back to the woods. Get back to freedom. Explore the frontier. The frontier is not in space. The frontier in America is the search for freedoms again. Explore that. Implore it upon your friends and your family. Go out and explore freedom again. Not the restrictions of mundane life and society. Society drags us all down as it is right now. Especially when you have guys like me who just yell at a microphone and tell you nothing but, you know, dystopian stories and negative opinions. Get out. Go for a walk. Go for a jog. Go hiking. That's my favorite thing. Go hiking. Go rock climbing. That's another really good one. Don't fall off the rocks, because that would suck. But, you know, go do an adventure. Be like, you know, be like Bilbo Baggins. Go on an adventure. It's okay to get out and enjoy your life, America. I know the government tells you otherwise, but I'm here to tell you I am formerly part of the government. And don't listen to these people. Most of them are idiots. And I do mean that. Most of the people that work for the government are idiots. We need to talk about preparation. Still. It's a subject I can't get off my mind. I can't get off my mind because the government won't let me. They keep talking about shutdowns that are coming and lockdowns that are going to be our eventuality. Dr. Fauci said lockdowns are going to be a generational thing that you need to get used to. Vaccines, multiple vaccines a year, and lockdowns. Well, I'm not going to do that. So you can do that, Dr. Fauci, but this guy's not, and my family's not. And I think most of the people like me are not. But why do they want to lock us down? Why do they want to take away your inherent freedom? Why do they want to tear down your ability to protect yourself with guns, to think freely, to speak freely, to restrict your movement now? They want to restrict your movement? During Operation Jade Helm in 2016-2015 timeframe, I heard rumors of possible checkpoints that would be set up in between state lines at main thoroughfares, so your highways and your interstates. You know, the farm-to-market roads and the little roads here and there, that's going to be a little bit hard to patrol, but your major interstate highways where the truckers have to go, there was talks then of there potentially being checkpoints, much like you would have coming from Canada or Mexico. Now, that doesn't make very much sense. And even back then, I remember we were asking ourselves, why the hell would we do that? And who's going to volunteer for that job? That job sounds like it sucks. But COVID. What happens when the government declares a state to be in a state of rebellion, to be a COVID no-go zone, you know, all this other type of political rhetoric that's out there? It's funny that Joe Biden did more or less label Ron DeSantis in Florida that way, and then wanted to point the finger at Texas for building our own border wall. What I'm telling you are things that are not fabrications of fantasy. They are fabrications of plans and schemes of evil people who will, when society gives them the chance, step on the back of your neck and expect you to say thank you. I just don't have it in me to be that person. I just don't have it in me to allow that to happen to me and my family. And I'm sure you don't either. I am the descendant of men who would not be ruled. I have a rebellious spirit that takes place long, long time ago from my ancestors. And I just cannot allow myself to be ruled by these petty politicians. And I think when you take a look at the way the crown, the British, before the Revolutionary War, looked at the American colonies, they really looked down upon us. And that is what we're seeing right now with our own politicians, or with these, you know, multi-billion dollar companies. They look down upon Americans as, you know, you are lower pieces of trash. And there really is a form of a Japanese-style class system. Just for history's sake, you all know I'm a history nerd. Let's go over what the Japanese class system was. And what's funny is the Japanese considered Westerners barbarians. And Westerners considered the Japanese uncivilized. And this was, you know, the 1800s. Though not an industrial country, the Japanese society was very complex. It had arts and culture, and it flourished throughout Japan. And Japan had a highly structured government and a class system. The Japanese would live under rules that governed every aspect of their lives according to a person's inherited status. Each level of the class system held a different responsibility and importance for the Japanese society. Your inherited status. So if you were born poor, you stayed poor. If you were born rich, you stayed rich. Sounds a lot like communism. But what about the emperor? Although at the head of the class system and Japan's religious leader, the emperor had no real power. He was confined to the palace grounds. He spent his time studying and writing poetry, or otherwise lollygagging. He was spied upon and not permitted visitors without the shogun's permission. He was revered as a god, the emperor. He was treated as a prisoner by the shogun. Does that not sound like Joe Biden? Does that not sound like Joe Biden and Congress, or his handlers? Like Kamala. I when I read this, I stopped and I laughed and I said, man, this is, they used the class system and found the emperor who wouldn't know if he had clothes on or not. Joe Biden is the perfect stooge for this formula. He has allowed himself to be ruled by other people. He's told what to read. He's told where to go. He is China's man. China even said it in one of their, it may have been a TED Talk. There was the financial runners for China were talking about how they have their man in charge, Joe Biden, and everybody laughed. They didn't clap. They laughed. So who was the shogun then? The shogun protected the nation against foreigners. In truth, the shogun was the power behind the throne. He ruled the country by creating the laws, sounds a lot like Congress, doesn't it, and rules of conduct. As the lawmaker, the shogun was not subject to many of these laws. Hot damn. Maxine Waters, shogun. Nancy Pelosi, the shogun. Chuck Schumer. These people, they think they are beyond the rules and laws that govern you. Look at Hillary Clinton. Committed 18 felonies, openly told Fox News. James Comey openly told Fox News that Hillary Clinton committed 18 felonies, but we're going to wash our hands of it. But if you dared to walk in the Capitol on January 6th, and they find you, you're going to be in solitary confinement. Hillary Clinton should have had her legs broke for the acts of crime against this country. Because if it was China or Russia, they would have fed that woman to dogs. That might be a little brutal. But outside the fairy tale that many people live in, politics and politicians have a shelf life. And if you screw up, and let me say, if you're in the club, if you are part of this club, if you're part of that George Orwellian 1984 style club where you have a pedophile island that you like to visit with your husband, Bill Clinton, you become part of a very elite group of people who are an elite group of people. Only they can afford to buy islands. Only they can afford to buy people to rape and torture and kill and cannibalize. And yes, that is what they do. And only these people have the ability to use power and money to influence lawmakers or sometimes law enforcement or attorneys to look the other way or to put them on false leads. Why do you think we're not hearing anything about the Epstein trial? Just consider that. You know why? Because probably half of Congress and half of Hollywood would go down. Even if not even half were involved, if one quarter were involved and another quarter found out about it and didn't tell anybody, they're in the same legal trouble. That's why many of them are going to keep their mouths shut and protect their own selves and their best interests while these atrocities to humankind continue to happen. These are who we have put in power, by the way. All right. I just found myself standing on top of this soapbox. I'm going to step back down now. Next up, we had the lords in this Japanese class system. The lords, the daimos. The daimos were landowners and were heavily regulated by the shogun's laws. Without his approval, a daimo could not marry. The number of their laborers and the size of their castles also were determined by law. They were allowed to socialize only within their own district to prevent possible plotting. They were kept from becoming too wealthy and powerful by paying for the repairs of castles and roads and forts. When the Americans arrived, There were about 250 daimos and 35,000 samurai working as their knights. The samurai. The samurai were fierce warriors, also masters of farmers and artisans and merchants. Samurai enjoyed cherry blossom viewing. Oh, how nice. Poetry and flower arranging. What a lovely group of people. Many were excellent poets and painters and men of learning. A samurai depended on his daimyo for a meager salary. The samurai were also the enforcers of a martial law and killed indiscriminately. So, history sucks. Farmers. Farmers were 80% of Japan's population at the time. Most farmers lived below the poverty level. Their home and quality of life was determined by the amount of rice grown. Does that not sound a lot like communism? What about the artisans and the merchants? Although considered part of the lower class, the artisans and merchants were one of the wealthiest classes out there. The superb craftsmanship of artisans enabled them to accumulate a great deal of money and foodstuffs. Like the emperor, they were spied upon by the shogun and daimyos and had to carry out most of their trading with caution. If they appeared too luxurious, the government would confiscate their business. Merchants gradually broke out of the rules of their class as the daimyos and samurai came to them for financial help. But by the end of the 19th century, merchants were becoming very powerful and had very heavy influences on Japan's decision to negotiate with America. So why is it that the class system sounds a little bit like what's going on in America right now? Because if you create a vaccine passport in America and you mandate it nationwide, and remember Joe Biden said that wouldn't happen, that we would not have a vaccine passport mandate, you will effectively create two classes of people, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. I guess you could say, unregulated and the heavily regulated. We find ourselves looking into countries like New Zealand and Australia and in Canada, where they're told where they can go, where they can't go, what times they can go, what times they can't, what products they can buy, what products they can't buy, what family they can visit and what family they can't. How to live your life beyond what the government tells you. If you want freedom, take the vaccine. That seems to be their only real choice. But what choice is that? A choice is something that you make based upon your own judgments, your own self-testimony of what you consider to be morally ethical. However, when you are forced, if you want to go dating, take the passport, take the vaccine. If you want to go out for a night on the town and escape your house, vaccine passport. If you want to take your kids out for their 7th birthday, and while you're sitting there, you got little Johnny or little Susie. Enjoy that cake, little Johnny. You see that kid over there? He looks about your age. Those cops are about to ruin his birthday. And those cops are about to plant a seed in his mind that may change him forever. See, at one time, little Johnny, police were on our side. And then when they started to look more like the samurai of the Japanese class system, we quickly found out that they would suppress your right if it meant that they got a higher paycheck. We're going to go to a quick break. I want you to think about that. We'll be right back.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in freefall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Welcome back. This is American Vindicta. For our closing, I told you I'd like to discuss with you some less lethal products that I think you should have in your go bag, that you should have in your car or on your person, especially if you live in a city or you live in a communist territory like New Jersey or New York or Maryland, where you're not, or D.C., where you're not really allowed to carry a firearm, and if you try to, you have to go through years of paperwork, and you normally get denied. I want you to please look at a company that's called Byrna. Byrna is spelled B-Y-R-N-A, Byrna.com. Byrna Technologies has produced a pistol-like device that shoots a projectile. It is a less than lethal weapon that I guess you could say is probably the next best thing to an actual pistol. Now, if you don't have the ability to carry a pistol with you, at least carry something like the Byrna Pepper Launcher. They have the Byrna SD and the SD XL. I will say that if you do carry any type of less than lethal launchers that are pistol, go with Byrna. Look, go to YouTube and look up Byrna reactions, and you will see the stopping power that this device has, from the kinetic hard rounds that can break windows, and they will definitely knock a man down, to the OC and CS gas mix, which I've seen some of the videos. I haven't got to personally use it yet, but I will be. Man, they look horrible. Now, in my prior profession, for the last 4 years, I was on a special response team for Homeland Security, and we dealt with a lot of riots. That was almost the last 4 years of my job, was dealing with riots, and we used 303, FN 303, which was a less than lethal launcher. We also used the PLS, which is the pepper ball launching system. And we used a lot of things called Livex or Pava, which is a synthetic pepper. And they're nasty stuff and they hurt. And that 303, the FN 303, the projectiles that it shoots, I've seen it dent steel and I've seen it knock people down while they're wearing heavy coats. But these are things that are typically law enforcement only. But Byrna Technologies has produced something that's out there for the civilian populace. It's relatively about as expensive as you're going to buy a Glock Gen 4, Gen 5. You'll probably end up spending about $400 or $500 on this pistol. And then, you know, you'll need the magazines. Go with their holster that's meant for their weapon. I believe they also have a light laser combo for it, which is awesome. They also have a really cool carrying kit. And get some of their projectiles and arm yourself. My mom, God bless her, does not like guns. And that is so strange growing up in my family. But this is the type of thing that I would want her to carry. I would not tell you a product if I didn't believe in it. And trust me, they don't pay me at all to say that. I am not sponsored by them. I'm coming to you saying there is a product out there that you should put in your car, on your person, in your go bag. You should always have the ability to have something to use as a less than lethal when you are in any type of situation with people or even with animals, okay? Now, I was a use of force instructor for many, many years while serving as a federal police officer. And I would tell you that I love this system. I love the idea of it. I think that it is a great tool that more people should use. The next one would be Taser. Any one of the devices from Taser are a good choice. And Tasers suck. But if you're going to own the Taser, ride the lightning. That way you know how it feels. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Doug Thornton. This is American Vindicta. Out. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.